This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while Nevada and California this week was asked to not charge their electric vehicles during peak electrical use times, in fact, in Nevada, the Nevada Energy website had asked to maybe charge our cars before 10 a.m. and after 8 p.m. I don't know how long they're going to ask us to do this. It was originally just for this past Wednesday, Thursday, but with this heat wave and very high energy expenditures and people moving in and us having low water and a grid that you know, might not be able to deal with the influx of people or tourists, I wouldn't be surprised if that kind of extends a little bit longer. And so it's interesting how when the power grid does get overwhelmed, people are like, what are you doing charging that? What are you doing? Okay, you know, do you really need to have a DJ at your party? Unplug all that. So right now, you're the bad guy if you use a lot of power, unless, of course, you have an electric vehicle. If you have an electric vehicle, you are then supporting the cause, you are saving the environment, and you are doing what many politicians want you to do. So you might not be discriminated against from an electricity standpoint, even though you really aren't allowed to or you aren't recommended to charge it during certain times of day. But right now, you're still considered you're a hero. If you have an electric vehicle, well, one, you look at as rich. Okay, if I see somebody with a Tesla, I'm like, that dude's got money. But you're looked upon kindly from politicians who do want to move towards, you know, most electric cars on the road by a certain year. In California, all new car sales have to be electric in the year 2035. Which then starts to bring about the question, what about those of us that because of the inflation, because of the recession, because of nostalgia, we're holding on to our Corvette, our Charger, our Bronco, our Jeep, our sedan, our minivan. We're kind of holding on to it. Whether we'll still have that car in 13 years or not, you know, if you live in California, or depending on whatever happens with the other states and how quickly they copycat laws to have all new car sales electric. But it starts to make you wonder, what happens if we don't buy an electric vehicle? What happens if electric vehicles don't go down in price? What happens if because of the demand and because of the laws, prices go up? Like college prices go up, like insurance premiums went up. Anytime the government gets involved, prices go up. So what happens to those of us? Now, somebody would say, well, no big deal. There's still gas stations. Well, I don't know, because if they can make a law lickety-split to say, all car dealerships, if they're going to sell a new car, it's got to be electric. But they could very easily, with the snap of their fingers, make other laws. And look at what happened to smokers. For those people who smoke, and now mind you, I'm not a fan of people smoking. I'm not a fan of secondhand smoke, thirdhand smoke. But I got to tell you, a lot of my patients who couldn't kick the habit, veterans, people with PTSD, people in chronic pain, people who really couldn't shake the tobacco habit, what happened to them? Well, they were forced, right, out of the air conditioning building. They were forced to pay more in taxes. I remember at the airport, there was this glass enclosure that was really smoky. And I remember walking by it, telling my husband, there's a fire. We got to go in. There's a fire. And I think there's people in there. He's like, no, that's just the smoking section. And I'm like, how safe is that? It's a closed in glass space. Well, I think they got rid of it. One of my patients worked in that room. And she's like, you got to write me a note. I can't breathe. I don't want to work in the smoking section. I can't breathe. So they were actually forcing people who smoke in a room that was overly concentrating their smoke. Now, I know some of you don't play a violin for those who smoke, you know, because of the effects of secondhand smoke, but it still is discriminatory. It still is going against a population. So if we saw what happened with smokers and all the rules for non-smoking facilities, non-smoking, no smoking on plate, not what's going to happen to fuel car drivers? Our tax is going to be added to each gallon of gas. And it's going to be okay because we're all about electric vehicles. Are those people with gas cars going to be vilified? Are they going to be called MAGA Republicans? Some people think that's a compliment. Other people think it's, okay, why are we being labeled? But if somebody has a fuel car, does that mean they're fascist? Does that imply their political party? I mean, a lot of I have a Corvette, a used Corvette. I love that sucker. I never want to give it up because I'm going to be old in 2035, and I'm going to not want to look old. So I'm going to want to still drive my used Corvette as long as I don't mess it up any more than I already have. So, you know, these are some things we need to think about. I support the environment. I understand that we cannot be so burdened with our vulnerability of fossil fuels, but everything has to be in moderation. Let's incentivize people who have electric vehicles. Like what has been started. If you have an electric vehicle, there'll be some tax credits. You will have energy discounts. But still foster a very accepting, democratic, united sort of landscape, allowing people who have choices for other vehicles to not be vilified or screwed later. And that just seems to be what happens. It's just, if, you know, you aren't with us, you're against us. And it's very, very frightening, especially since right now in Nevada and California, we are being asked to conserve energy, that we're using too much of our grid. So I'm telling my kids to unplug everything during the day that doesn't need to be plugged in, get those chargers out, shut off the lights, raise the air conditioning. I have patients who are very heat sensitive. I would rather they be able to have whatever electricity our grid can give us to give consistent air conditioning to their home, or consistent heating during the winter, more so than the car. And I'd also like them to have a vehicle that they could jump into if they need to go to the hospital if they have to. So I don't know, just watch for that. But I really don't like the way I see behavior when it comes to politicians. 1-877-DELLY.
Here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. as we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Remember, it is National Blood Donation Week. We are trying to collect blood for our hospitals and blood banks who are in bad, bad need of blood. And the summer is usually some of the driest in terms of blood banks. And with the heat wave, many blood drives have had to close. So for those of you who can donate blood, reach out to Vitalant.org, Blood Cross, American Red Cross.org, One Blood, LifeShare, Community Blood Centers, whoever in your area does blood drives, please reach out to them. You don't necessarily have to donate blood during National Blood Donation Week, but if you could schedule a blood donation or even help schedule a drive at your work, it'd be awesome. Thank you. All right, so the next topic I want to talk about is how a lot of young individuals are asking for sterilization procedures. And I can't tell you how many patients I've had in their 20s who, when I ask, when was your last period, when they're like, oh, I had a hysterectomy, or I had an ablation, or I... their period is off, and I'm like, oh, okay, is there any chance you could be pregnant? No, I've had my tubes tied. And I'm like, how old are you? and they're kind of young. And I've been seeing this trend for a while now where younger individuals, and it wasn't because of a medical condition, because like, oh, wow, you had a hysterectomy, what happened? You know, cervical cancer, you know, a heavy bleeding, what happened? No, I didn't want to have kids. I'm like, how old are you? And it's fascinating to me that we have a generation that is not as enthusiastic about making progeny and having kids. It is surprising. I understand there's inflation and people are worried about living in a state that won't allow an abortion, although most states do, even second trimester abortions. Some people are worried they live in a state where they won't be able to get an abortion. People are worried about money. People are worried about education, crime. So I get that there's a lot of individuals going, I don't know if I want to bring a child into this world. I don't know if I want to have a child. You know, but I got to tell you something. You know, when I was younger, I was kind of thinking the same thing. I'm like, I got to get my career. I can't be taking care of a kid right now. I'm in medical school. I'm going to have loans. I got to tell you, man, having the kids was the best thing that ever happened. And I am so grateful I had them. But I understand, you know, it's a personal choice for those people that aren't feeling it. I get it. But what's making this a very recent headline is people have been going onto social media and they have been discussing about how expensive it is to become sterile, whether it's a vasectomy, tubes tied, hysterectomy, and how many doctors are refusing them and will not perform the procedure. And if they do perform the procedure, they get a large bill. Now, I would say if you really don't want to have kids right now, have a more longer-term birth control, like an IUD. I think the IUD is fantastic. I think the IUD has a really good success rate, as long as you aren't prone to STDs, as long as you aren't, you know, you tolerate it well. You could have an IUD in there for years, get it changed out. I think the IUD cash price is under $1,500. So, and that's if insurance doesn't cover it, then I get it. Taking a daily birth control pill is not easy. Getting the depot shot, not fun. You gain weight, pimples. Some of you don't want the Nexplanon put in. But I got to tell you, the IUD seems pretty easy. So there are forms of birth control that aren't necessarily permanent, but they sure give you long-lasting birth control. You still can get pregnant on IUD. I get that. But then if you change your mind, I just always think somebody's going to change your mind. I did. A lot of us change our mind. But the topic of doctors refusing to do sterilization procedures, if not, patients have to pay a big, huge bill. Well, what's happening there is, like, when I had to have my hysterectomy, all right, there needed to be medical necessity for insurance to pay for it. If I wanted to say, you know what, I just don't want it anymore. I don't want to worry about getting cancer. I don't want to worry about getting pregnant. Just take it out. My insurance wasn't going to cover it. But because I've had an ovarian tumor, because I've had issues and pelvic pain and all sorts of other stuff, which I've really briefed you guys on probably too much, insurance is like, that's fine, please. For the love of God, take it out. Because then we don't have to keep doing ultrasounds and all that. So my insurance was like, for the love of God, why didn't you take it out sooner? But if you're healthy, to ask an insurance company to pay for a tubal ligation or a hysterectomy or a vasectomy, that could be a little tricky for some. So when somebody goes, I don't care if my insurance won't pay for it, do it. Well, the out-of-pocket cost can be high. So, you know, somebody said, gosh, you know, their procedure was going to be thousands of dollars. Well, sadly, when insurance doesn't cover it, you guys know how things are. Insurance pays so little that when you do pay cash price, you end up paying more because it has to cover for the crappy payments that you know, are given by the insurance company. It's a bad situation all around. But there's a lot of now, oh, I can't believe that, doctor, for doctors refusing to just perform the procedure altogether. Now, why would a doctor turn somebody down who wants to be sterile? Well, liability. Now, you could say, well, the patient will sign a consent form. I don't know if that's working. Now we're having many people who were transgender and transitioned saying their doctor didn't spend time with them. Their doctor rushed through it. And if you have a woman who is 22 years old and asks for sterilization, and then she's 31 and changes her mind, and trust me, a lot happens in a decade. They could make a case with a really good attorney that that doctor just wanted to make money and didn't give them all the education. Now one of you can be like, okay, well, how does that happen with informed consent? Well, the informed consent lists everything talked about. But if there's a good lawyer going, but they didn't bring up this, is that why you changed your mind? Yes, that's why I changed my mind. It doesn't say he brought that up in the informed consent. So there you go. You didn't get full informed consent. So there's a lot of physicians out there going, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I want that on my conscience. I don't know if I want that liability. And there's been a lot of court cases that have been going back and forth on what a doctor should do in terms of abortion, in terms of birth control. And it's a very sticky subject because, you know, when you have a physician, you know, if they don't believe in blood transfusion, that could be pretty scary if you need a blood transfusion. But then if that's the case, that doctor pretty much wouldn't work in the trauma center. Same thing, if you have a doctor that does not believe in birth control, they're probably not going to be the typical gynecologist. They're going to probably be more specialized in, well, I'll do labor and delivery, I'll do... So, you know, they should, you know, let people know, look, I don't really give birth control here. We just do this, or we just do. I mean, there's doctors that stop doing birth control because of the risks of blood clots or the risks of unintended pregnancies by people not following through. So I know a lot of doctors that go, look, guys, I don't do birth control, not because of religious reasons. They're like, they just don't want the liability. People are wanting it over the phone, so they can't double check their blood pressure. They can't, you know, so some doctors are like, you know, we just don't manage that. Go to gyn, go to somebody else. But if a physician doesn't feel comfortable with doing something, are they mandated to do it? Now, one recent court case that I believe went to the 5th U.S. District Court ruled in honor of the physicians who didn't want to give abortive medication to patients. They referred them out. But I believe it was a Christian healthcare system that didn't want to perform abortions. I'm not exactly sure what happened with that. But, you know, it does frustrate people because they think, well, what if no doctor wants to? There's doctors that are comfortable performing abortions. There's doctors comfortable performing third trimester abortions even. They're out there. But, you know, can you force a doctor to perform a sterilization procedure or something they don't want to do? The average doctor would say, then I'm out, I quit. So there has to be some freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of practice, as long as it's within the standard of care. So if you have a doctor that's like, look, I think you're going to regret it in 10 years and come after me, they have every right, because doctors have been sued like crazy for being accused of not giving proper consent. Remember that cardiologist that got sued and lost because one of his patients cheated on his wife in a menage a trois and died the day before his cardiac stress test that the doctor thought he needed? Apparently, because the stress test fell on a Monday, and it could have been the patient's choice, because the stress test fell and he died before he got the stress test, that doctor got hit with a lawsuit. So, yeah, I totally get doctors, you know, hesitation on things. But I really wish people understood that, you might want to really make a decision now, but maybe do something that's not so permanent, because I got to tell you, man, people change their minds. They really, really do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. employers added 315,000 jobs in August, a slower but solid pace in a tight labor market. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. President Biden applauded the latest monthly jobs report, calling it more good news.
The bottom line is jobs are up, wages are up, people are back to work, and we're seeing some signs that inflation maybe, I'm not overpromising, may be beginning to ease.
Gas prices are falling as the Labor Day weekend begins. AAA reporting the national average for regular is down 2 cents from yesterday to $3.80 a gallon. Arkansas again leads the nation with the lowest pump price of $3.30 a gallon. NASA remains optimistic for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Florida. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the World Health Organization is not liking some of the names you guys are bringing up when it comes to monkeypox and trying to rename it, okay? We told you some people were like, you know, monkeypox 1, monkeypox, like Xbox. Oh, my gosh. I'll go through some of the names. They're pretty funny. But really quickly here, I just want to give you guys a number on the counts. Counts went up a little bit more. We were starting to level off a little bit. World global count at 52,090 cases. Again, still in over 100 different locations, 93 of whom didn't usually have it in terms of, countries. The U.S. is one of the top countries with it, 19,465 cases. So we went up about 500. We're going up about 500 a day when previously it was about 1,000 a day, with California having about 3,600 cases, New York, 3,300 cases being the top two states. Texas, 1,600 cases. Most of the other states, with the exception of Illinois, Florida has about 2,000. Illinois is about 1,000. Everybody else is still under 1,000 in terms of cases, many under 100. So Wyoming still only has two cases. Montana, 5. North Dakota, 5. South Dakota, 2. But like I said, California up at 3,600. So the case count is still high. Well, the World Health Organization said they were going to assign new names assign a new name to monkeypox. This was back in August. And remember I read you some of them? One called it pharmapox. One called it BS pox, but spelled it out. One called it, like, you know, X-pox 1, X-pox 2, not Wuhan flu. I mean, there's, so Fox News is reporting that the World Health Organization is vowing that they are not going to rename monkeypox with something ridiculous. They fear monkeypox could lead to racism, so they want to change the name. So they're not going to use M-pox. They're not going to use Poxy McPox face. Stupid. Trump 22 was, I guess, a name suggested to them. They're not going to use them. They said often disease names are chosen behind closed doors by a technical committee, but the World Health Organization decided to open it up to the public. Well, the submissions have been pretty, pretty bad. Dozens of submissions have now been made from a range of contributors, including academics, doctors, and gay community activists. They range from technical Opoxid 22, submitted by Harvard Medical School emergency physician Jeremy Faust. I called it Orthopox 2.0, but I don't think they like that one, which is pretty clinical, to the Poxy McPox face submitted by Andrew Yee in an allusion to Bodie McBoat face, which was, I guess, a British polar research vessel. Anyway, so pressure was growing to rename the disease. And the reason why it's called monkeypox is back in 1958, they first discovered it in monkeys. Then in 1970 was the first human cases. And monkeypox has most notably not been affecting per se monkeys. We see it in also squirrels. The American outbreak in 2003 included prairie dogs. And so it's starting to be, it's just not necessary to label it monkeypox. So I know some people also want chickenpox renamed because they think it hurts chickens. So we'll see what happens. But I agree with it. We probably should have a more clinical name for it. I just don't think it makes sense to call it monkeypox at this point. It should be a pox. It should be named pox. But so, you know, monkeypox was pretty much in West and Central Africa. Like I said, it should have been the name should have been changed a long time ago, and spread among household contacts. But now it's global. People are asking for it to change. So I know, you know, for those of you that are kind of looking at some of the, you know, names, somebody called it Horopox, Mpox 22, Badupox, I don't know what that's supposed to be. I don't know. The Magnus virus, the PVM, somebody called it, oh, that's not good, nice. Okay, I can't say that. Some of them are dirty. The World Health Organization is probably regretting asking, people to help me, you know, but anyway, so that's what's going on there. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Things are starting to heat up a little bit in Europe, and I'm not talking about heat wave. We are talking about the gas pipeline being shut off. I'm going to try to give you guys the latest on that. We're being told that Russian energy giant has cut off all Nord Stream supplies to Europe following, quote, three-day maintenance. They say apparently there was an oil leak that was discovered within the main turbine at a St. Petersburg compression station. Now, I'm thinking that they just want Europe to feel what it's going to be like without, so they don't put any more pressure. We're being told that Russia is looking at, you know, uniting forces with China, Iran. So it is escalating. It's getting a lot more real this possibly turning into World War III. And so this decision to turn it off for a leak could be as innocent as they're trying to make it sound, or it could be sinister, going, okay, you guys want to feel it right now? We're indefinitely, you're not going to get our oil. Russia is the world's second largest oil exporter behind Saudi Arabia and its largest natural gas exporter. So Europe relies on Russia for power for this winter. And so with Gazprom scrapping its own deadline to resume gas supplies via the Nord Stream pipeline, this is a way for Putin to weaponize the flow of energy. So the Russian energy giant said on Friday that all natural gas supplies via Nord Stream 1 would remain cut off indefinitely after an apparent oil leak within the main turbine at Portovaya compressor station. No time frame on when it will resume. Now, from what I understand, Europe has been hedging and has been preparing. They import 40% of its gas and 30% of its oil from Russia, so it's a lot. But they can still survive, but they've already started to limit their expenditures. And this quote-unquote energy blackmail is, I believe, in response to the help they're giving Ukraine. Countries are helping Ukraine, but as I said before, you know, us saying, oh, we're not going to go to war with Putin, but we're going to, you know, help supply and give Ukraine what they need. I understand that because we don't want boots on the ground and we don't want to enter World War III. But I'm wondering if a year or two into this, we're going to be like, we should have done something week one and stopped this billions of dollars earlier, and, you know, before we all get thrown into this world conflict. And so I'm really kind of concerned that we're all going to get dragged in no matter what. I don't want this to happen. But you knew Russia was going to get mad for us helping Ukraine. And Ukraine is the only thing between, you know, Russia and World War III right now. Ukraine is doing a damn good job of holding them off. But because Ukraine needs help and because we're helping, Europe's helping, Russia is going to want to retaliate. So oil leak my butt, you know. Britain is facing 22% inflation by January because energy giants are predicted to, you know, have these issues, or the ones that do supply Europe are going to make a cost if Europe goes into major inflation and recession, and we're already on the verge of it, if not starting, then sadly we are going to feel this too. So this is not good. We'll obviously keep you guys posted, but this move is, you know, when you read the history books and you look at some of the things that started before World War II and World War I and, you know, other wars and other, these are exactly the textbook ingredients that happened before world conflicts. And Europe is going to have to decide. The problem is they're so dependent on Russia and we're so dependent on China that, you know, that should be our focus right now, how to become less dependent. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, I am aware that there's a trend where people airdrop nude photos, right, to people on a plane. Not funny, people, not funny. Pilots are getting ticked off. We'll probably have a bunch of those stories after the holiday, so I will report on things that made planes go, and land and say, stop that. But I do want to, though, quickly say that today is my mommy's birthday. Yay! Happy birthday, mommy! Yeah, it's my mommy's birthday. God, you know, if you thought my husband, being my husband, had the hardest job on this earth, it was my mom. My mom had to be my mom. And I'm not telling you how old I am, but it's been for multiple decades. And she still is. And she's my mommy. And she's the grandmommy to my kids. And she's the mother-in-law to my husband. Not an easy job. Not an easy job being my husband's mother-in-law, right? And my mommy has a not so much a birthday that hits a decade mark, but it is still a very significant birthday achievement. And my mom still looks like she did when I remember her when she was younger. You know, when she would dye her hair, but she was a redhead. You know, when I grew up, and now she's a blonde. And I wish I could copy her blondness. I can't get my hair that white, no matter how many boxes I use. But my mom, I just have to say, is a super mommy. I know you guys are like, oh, God, there's no way her mom is better than my mom. Yeah, she is. My mom is super mommy. My mom was one of those moms that didn't have an easy childhood. I lost her brother, had, you know, issues with the family, grew up poor, swamp cooler in the Phoenix Desert, got through school, you know, tried to raise kids, had to be a single mom for some time, and raised four kids, had ailing parents, had to do it alone since, of course, her brother had died, you know, when she was a kid, and, you know, went through all the trials and tribulations that, you know, a lot of women do as they try to make it, you know, through the workforce as a woman, you know, going through everything in the 60s and the 70s. And she got through it, you know, and she wore a bra. She wasn't necessarily a bra burner. She definitely wore a bra. She needed to, you know, because she, you thought I got double D's. You know, my mom was pretty endowed. Still is. And so, you know, when I see, you know, I kind of think, God, you know, I had it tough. Nothing like my mom did. My mom had it tough. And I'm sure the women, I'm sure my grandmother, you know, and my great-grandmother had it even tougher. And to see my mom be able to do what she was able to do for me and for my siblings, it is remarkable. And she's still here. And I don't cry. But it's my mommy's birthday. And I just want to say, for those of you that still have a parent, because my dad I lost, you know, appreciate them, let them know that you love them, and not just on birthdays, you know, let them know that you really do appreciate what they did. We always concentrate on the stuff we disliked, you know, and there's a lot of things I disliked, you know, and I'm just like, okay, well, you know, that's my excuse. But no, when you really, really look at what mattered is I got here. My mom gave birth to me. And she did it she might have smoked, but back then you could. Trust me, when I was pregnant, I wanted to smoke, but I didn't. But, you know, she got me healthy. She took care of us. She's the best doctor I've ever known. And she did it despite so much trauma that she had to endure in her life. And I just think it's remarkable. And I also think it's remarkable that she was able to live that long. I mean, she made good choices. You know, she doesn't eat meat. She's a vegetarian. She might eat fish, so I think she's like a pescatarian. She, you know, stopped smoking. You know, she rarely drinks alcohol. She doesn't, you know, she takes care of herself, and here she is hitting, you know, strides, and she doesn't look her age. And I think, you know, for those of us that think that it's going to be all about the Gen Zs and the millennial that now are steering the ship with this world, please talk to the boomers and the traditionalists that are still around and that are alive and well, and take some advice from them, because they've been through, you know, so much. They've been through multiple wars. They've been through divide. They've been through president assassination. They've been through discrimination where people were forced, you know, out of restaurants and out of bathrooms and out of locations. You thought it was bad where people getting kicked out of restaurants because they couldn't vaccinate. Imagine what happened during, you know, the pre-civil rights movement. And, you know, our older population has lived through all that. And we don't utilize them. We don't, you know, we look at Biden and we look at Trump and we go, okay, well, we need more youth in politics. Not always. We really need, you know, and we need our family. And I think our family, my mom was the best doctor I ever had. My mom was the best historian. My mom, you know, was the best politician. You know, my mom was the best advocate. My mom was the best coach. And I'm not saying that because she was my mommy and I, you know, hung out on her ovaries, you know, for a lot of years until I came out. But when you really look at it, I mean, of all the coaches I've ever had, my mom was the best. Of all the doctors, my mom diagnosed me way sooner than anybody else. So she, you know, maybe not the best stylist, but, you know, maybe not the best cook, But that's okay. I know you guys are like, well, my mom can't be, you know, a superhuman goddess. Yeah, she did have some faults. She liked bland cooking, but maybe the bland cooking is what kept her alive. So quick shout out to my mommy. Happy birthday to my mommy. I love my mommy. For those of you guys that still have family members that are around, give them a big hug. Give them love. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got Labor Day weekend. And Labor Day weekend isn't just about having a barbecue or trying to head out to the coast and, you know, to get some beach. This is paying tribute to the contributions and achievements of American workers. This was created by the labor movement in the late 19th century, became a federal holiday in 1894, and it gives us an extra day off. So in the late 1800s, we had the Industrial Revolution. The average American worked 12-hour days, 7 days a week. I still do that, but they barely made a living, and it wasn't by choice. And even kids were in mills, factories, mines, and they got a fraction of what adults got paid because it was cheap labor. So people of all ages, especially poor recent immigrants, faced unsafe working conditions. So eventually there were strikes, rallies, and then many of these events sadly turned, you know, violent, as the Haymarket Riot of 1886, in which several Chicago policemen workers were killed. But on September 5th, 1882, 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march from City Hall to Union Square in New York City. This was basically the first Labor Day parade. And the idea of a working men's holiday was celebrated on the first Monday of September. Other people saw it. Congress decided to legalize it 12 years later. And here we are where we have, you know, Labor Day. In fact, in 1894, employees of the Pullman Palace Car Company in Chicago went on strike to protest wage cuts and the firing of union representatives. And then on June 26th, there was a boycott of all Pullman railway cars, crippled railroad traffic nationwide, and then the federal government had to sadly dispatch troops. There were riots and all that. But in terms of Labor Day, President Grover Cleveland signed it into law on June 28th, 1894. Do we know who exactly the, you know, person was that gets all the credit? Some people think it's Peter McGuire, co-founder of the American Federation of Labor. Others thought it was Matt McGuire, a secretary of Central Labor Union. It could have been their wives saying, you know what? Stay home. Okay? You know, we need to stay home. So now we have multiple days. We have the Uniform Holiday Act of 1968 that allowed many of our holidays, which was, you know, spawned by Labor Day, where we have that Monday off. We get to spend time with our families. We get to relax. I've been working crazy hard with National Blood Donation Week and with the COVID waves that didn't seem to end this summer. So I'm going to still see patients because we are in still need of doctors to work Labor Day. But I might just work a little less. So love you guys. Have a very safe weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.